How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm great, mate. Here you are. You're on camera. What is it like?
I know.
You're on that side of it. How are you feeling?
I just have to wait until the end of the year to get my mug on the camera, but get it on camera twice in the same month for the live, which has already happened. Although it hasn't actually happened at the time of filming this.
Yeah, no, we're doing a little bit of film trickery. We're filming this before the awards, but it's coming out after the awards. If that's not confusing, then you wait until you've had a few beers and you watch all of this back. So,
That's it. And sit in a hot tin shed while you're talking about it.
It is hot here. We're here at Hiker because we love these guys and we love the beers. And because, you know, it's a cool venue so that we could come and do our filming and have some beers.
They keep letting us come back and drink
their
beers.
Don't mind, so, do they? Yeah, you know, no.
That works
Hiker
well.
Is our official brewery sponsor. I'm just going to move this for next year. So they've come on board. So we're going to shove their logo all over our website and stuff as well. Might sort of work in, see if we work in a deal with Phil and Dan. They don't know about that yet, but
they will.
They
by
will.
By the time you're watching this,
they're watching
so.
Phil and Dan.
Thank you, maybe, or not.
We'll do
That's
a high ABV beer. Hey. So what are we drinking? We're drinking the Clear Sky Horizon, which was originally a hazy beer.
Mm-hmm.
Dan just went through the motions, muscle memory, and put some Biofine Whirlflock in. In the whirlpool, and that's why it dropped clear this time instead of saying hazy. So they had to change the name for a few kegs.
A few cans while I sled.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm drinking as much of it as I can.
Yeah, because that's a good beer. Like a lot of good beers, they come from happy accidents when brewing. Stuff like Medusa Black IPA at Helios, that was an accident that was salvaged and turned into an award-winning Black IPA. And this is a very nice, drinkable pale ale that should have been clear but isn't. And it's bloody good.
Speaking of Helios, this is our year in review. So we didn't do this last year because we only started this year.
Didn't have a year to review.
Yeah, but our very first episode was with Charlie, and oh man, I don't know if you watch that back, but I watch it back and cringe. Not because of Charlie or the subject or anything like that, but we were no idea what we were doing.
Oh, we had a vague idea.
We did, but I had all my questions.
Yeah, You didn't have your phone because your phone was set up to film as one of the angles.
Yep.
So I had to give you my phone and keep unlocking it when it locked up so you could read the questions off the Google document that we had on there.
And then the questions that I had, I'd ask one and Charlie would answer that one and then the next question. So then I was like, well, shit.
He sort of answered that question I was going to ask. Now I've got to skip ahead.
Now I've got to come up with another question. And Charlie was a good sport. We're going to see him next year. We're going to do a trip down. We're going to do a voyage all the way down to Coffs.
Going interstate. Finally. It's taken a year.
Yeah, we can't wait. It's going to be great. What else are we planning on doing next year? Hopefully, we're
interviewing
trying to.
People, probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But we also want to get down to Marrickville in Sydney.
Yes. I did get down there briefly last month. But it's only for
not just
a few hours,
Marrickville either. I want to get you out to Rouse Hill, check out Esker Brewing as well,
good.
But also see Max and his team at Filter in the city there. But we'll just go to town around Marrickville and drink beers and yee-haw and gee it up. And
it would definitely be a good place to go by the looks of it. I'm sure many of you watching have probably been there, and we will need to officially do a tour there as well. That'll be good.
So going back, Joel, you're the guy behind the camera, so you see everything that goes on. I generally just sit here and waffle on and listen to the person drinking beer and shit like that. What's your pick? What's been one of your favourite moments or episodes of the season?
Well, look, as you say, since I'm behind the camera, I'm thinking more about what does the image look like that the viewer's going to see, what is visually stimulating. So for me, some of the highlights are more of what looked good on camera. And I think the place that probably did look the most visually interesting was probably out in the hop fields at Hilltop Hop Farms. Because, you had blue sky, nice big green, luscious bunches of hops and vines.
I had a blue cast on my hand.
Yeah, even you
I was
were
missing
more,
a tooth. I was
you had some
bruising
in your face. You were more colourful than usual.
Yeah, funny, I remember that episode for different reasons because that was the only episodes that I didn't drink a beer.
Yeah, there wasn't any beers to hand because it wasn't a bar to pour them.
We actually came here after the interviews.
Well, yeah, we came here for the
with Andrew.
Soft opening, I think.
Yeah.
Was it the official opening or soft opening, whatever it was.
Yep.
The
but
first
we came
day.
Here afterwards.
Mm.
But I remember that one because if you go back and look as well, I'd smashed my face. I came off an electric scooter at 35 clicks an hour, headbutted the ground full speed, cracked my helmet, broke 10 bones in my face. Now I've got plates and a healthy self-conscious.
Lost some teeth, but got your teeth back.
Lost some teeth, got some teeth back. Broke my hand and some ribs, but yeah, we're all good now. Yes. I was warned when I left the house today, don't come home if you've had an accident. And I went, well, I didn't last time.
No, you went to hospital. Generally bad enough to go to hospital, you're not coming home.
Yeah, visiting Andrew out of the hop farms. Andrew and Steve was excellent, wasn't it? It was so cool.
Oh, yeah, it was great for a number of reasons. So, yeah, visually looked good. And just a really interesting chat. It was
super
our
great topic.
First time we needed to actually look at doing a two-part thing, which is not something we sort of intended to do. We always wanted to keep these to one episode at a time. Yep. But there's probably a couple of reasons we did it. One, the chat went for a good hour or more, and that was probably a bit much for what we wanted. So we thought, hey, let's split it into two, because it is an interesting topic. And the second reason, I guess we needed to pad out a few extra episodes while you were still...
While I was, yeah, you know, a bit
slightly out of action, because you had to go get surgery done after that.
I was going to surgery 2 days later, and so I wouldn't have been able to talk for... Properly for a couple of
There was that chance of you having your jaws wide shut
for 6 weeks.
Yeah,
which didn't happen.
Yeah, thankfully. Goodness, because otherwise our episodes would have been a little bit lean in that period.
I would have been good if we got the jaw shut. I would have been lean too. I would have lost some weight, I reckon.
But, in terms of the podcast, a little bit light on content.
We were very lucky because I smashed my face the 28th of January. It was Gab's hottest 100 day this year. And we were lucky that we'd banked about 6 episodes as well. So while we were planning all of this and doing the podcast, it was a hard call to make to you to say, hey, man, I've smashed my face. I can barely talk. Mm. And you did that episode in our backyard that I don't even remember.
Yes, I did think I better swing by. Well, it was about a week after.
Yeah.
Not long after, so you were still pretty wrecked and you were doped to your eyeballs on whatever.
I can't remember. As I said, I don't remember you being there.
Yeah, so we swung by, had a brief chat to make sure you're still alive, tried to get some views and likes out of it on the social channel at least. You use your accident for some sort of a beneficial purpose to ABV.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's that 10-minute window to chat to you before you just zonked out.
Yeah, that was before I took some more meds, but yeah, I watched that back and I don't remember it at all. I was just...
Yeah.
Bit of an e-scooter accident and used my face as a brake.
Yeah, you also nearly tripped over in the backyard when we went out to the place where
down
we filmed
that stupid
it. There was
steps.
A stupid little stair thing.
I never forget those steps. Even now, I walk down there and I'm like, I hate those steps.
man, that would have been awkward if you had fallen over and cracked your face again. Oh, like, oh God.
Yeah, that hurt too. I remember stepping down because the bones hadn't yet healed and they were still broken because I hadn't had my surgery yet. So when I stepped down, I jarred my face. Oh, geez, I was in pain. So, I remember doing that. I remember taking that step down, but I don't remember filming.
So that was more painful than the filming, at least.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And I couldn't drink beer.
Yeah, that's right.
On meds, I couldn't drink beer. It wasn't allowed.
I did have the gag where I poured us both a beer and then at the end I was going to cheers and like, oh, that's right, you can't drink. Be a bit of a shit.
This is why we're mates.
I thought it was quite funny. Yeah. Do need to watch that footage back. I mean, I'll be playing that footage over the top of us right now so you can see how hilarious and what a golden moment it was.
We're thinking of you. Cheers.
Yeah,
I'll cheers for you. And,
I'm not drinking beer at the moment, not allowed.
I'll have that for you then.
Hurts to say that.
Get better soon.
Oh.
Yeah, so the hop farm, that was definitely a highlight.
Yep.
The trip, our sort of voyage up to the Sunshine Coast where we chatted to Maddie from Moffat Beach.
Yep.
And John.
Yep.
Yeah, John from Noosa Hinterland Brewing. That was good. I mean,
that
was
an excellent venue.
That was a cool venue.
Yeah.
Just something very different. That old woodwork shed that had been around.
I went back up there for their Winterfest and I'm keen to get back up there again.
I'm
for
keen to
sure.
Go up as well.
I want to go back up and stay on the coast and spend a good session. Well, I had a good session there for the Winterfest as well. They're all their dark beers.
Very sessionable beers, those big, strong, dark winter.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Best beers.
Yeah, and John hooked me up with a real cool ceramic mug as well. So I was having
got the full treatment.
Oh, yeah, having a ball. I was drinking black IPAs and smoky porters and stouts. And
yeah, not bad.
Oh, there was.
Hopefully they do their Winterfest again, I imagine.
I'm sure they'll do it every day.
Seemed like
every
it was,
day.
Every
winter.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. Might be a little bit hot at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. But it'll be. That was an excellent episode. I love that. And then talking to Maddie, as you said.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Moffat Beach.
Since this episode has come out after our awards, we can actually talk about who we awarded awards to.
Ooh.
So obviously, yeah, New South Hinterland got the best venue that you must visit because it is a very cool, charming, interesting venue. You've got that log across the bar that holds the roof
pub.
Up.
Oh, it's just fucking, there's so many cool stories.
Very quirky,
in that venue.
Lots of history, scenic, beautiful, very cool. Make sure you get there if you're up around that area. Definitely worth popping
into. Yeah, they're in
Coran. Yeah. Find it on Google Maps.
Yep. and Moffat won our beer of the year.
Yeah, the Gold Nugget and Best Session Beer of the Summer, which is a real go-to for me.
Second year in a row that Moffat's won their Golden Nugget beer with their resin hopsicle this year.
Yeah.
Both of these last year was the Shadow of the Moon beer, which are both pale ales. The Shadow of the Moon is a strong pale.
Mm.
Resin hopsicle is a pale. But... they're just such different to a pale ale than you just taste everywhere else. Mm. And it's big and fruity and juicy. And
as you say, you're not a big pale drinker a lot of the time. No. So for you to get excited about a pale, it has to be pretty notable. So
Yeah. The I'm trying to think what was my favourite episode. I don't know. It's hard, isn't it?
I mean, look, they're all good in their own ways. You know, and certain things will stand out.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the episode with Lockie from World Brew that we did here at Hiker was excellent.
Yep.
Because we drank a few good beers and chatted to him about like his style of thing, but also judging, which, you know, I'm infatuated with. Really trying to get my palate a lot more refined and knowing beer faults and stuff like that. So that was super, super good to chat to him about that as well, and about like the World Brew, what they do as well. They've got their own podcast on helping professional brewers do their shit. But I don't know, I'm sort of like you.
They're all good in their own way.
Just so good. There's some there's been some hard ones though. Like I found myself, because I do the website and you do the filming, so,
and the editing.
Yeah, so I'm on there on the freaking website and I'm writing things out, and then I stand up watching the episode, and then I realize I've watched the whole episode, because I found when we're filming the episodes I'm not really taking in their answers.
Mm.
I am at the time, so that I can formulate a new question or see which direction I want to take it. But I'm not really listening and logging in.
Yeah, and fully enjoying it and kind of going, that's really interesting, that's really cool, that's a great answer.
So it's sort of, when I'm writing the blog posts up, that's when I'm watching it again. Sometimes I watch the whole damn thing and realise, oh shit, I haven't been writing any of this down.
Yeah, so I've sort of got lost in and actually got quite engaged with what we're talking about.
And watch it all again.
Yeah. And it's the same for me. Like when you're filming, when I'm behind the camera, you've got the earbuds in, you're listening to the two audio channels, making sure no one's mic has clicked off. Hopefully ours hasn't, since I'm not over there listening to it. Hopefully it's still working. So you're checking the audio, you're checking the light, if we're using natural light, the light's changing, if someone's moved out of frame or one of the cameras we use, it'll stop recording after 30 minutes, so I have to try and give a little countdown signal to Adzi. Yeah, they're like, oh, wrap it up, we've got 5 minutes left before this one cuts off automatically.
Sometimes I
have to restart
it. Sometimes I
don't
see him.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, he's still going. So I'm so busy trying to just keep an eye on everything that I'm only half listening as well. So when it comes to editing, that's when I'm actually going, oh, this is what they talked about, and that's good.
Yeah.
We could probably lose that, whatever. So
yeah, we've had a lot of good chats from a lot of different people, like Marianne from Convoy. When she was telling us different things about kegs, I learned a shitload about kegs.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
And I've been working with kegs for 25 years.
Yeah, you wouldn't think there was that much to talk about with kegs. Mm. You think, you put beer in it, and it transports it, but yeah, that's pretty damn important. I mean,
it is.
That is the lifeblood of having a beer at the bar, so they're pretty critical. And then obviously talking about the tracking systems and how they're updating the tracking and the real-time tracking, like that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and their full-on service division that they have down there to look after them all, because it's not just, you know, brewer's responsibility to get them back and clean them and stuff. That's not how it works. There's a full-on,
And even just the branding, the decals on them, you know, you can have the customised for each brewery.
I am wearing a Bintani hat.
There you go.
Don't worry, guys, we got you.
I've got a Bintani shirt on because Adzi refuses to wear white for some reason, so.
I don't, even this colour, see, because that's why, plus black's slimming. We all know that. Yeah, this beer belly.
Won't survive a white shirt, eh? All right.
Yeah.
Or Bintani, you need to do some black shirts. Or dark blue, Do the inverse of that, it'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be
dark
cool.
Blue with the white logo, that would be nice.
So what else we do? We went and saw Sean at Future Magic.
That was
and then
cool.
We even went back there and interviewed Hendo.
Which which was another good chat.
Another double episode.
And that has been one of our highest viewed episodes. I think that many people kind of know him in the industry within Australia and around the world. He obviously does get around the world a lot with what he does.
It's a good chat, though, too, because he just talks a lot about, you know, different subjects. And that's what we've also tried to do. Like, we can go in and interview a whole bunch of different brewers. And they all love their beer, and I'll be able to eke shit out of them. But then we also want to be able to talk to some people on the fringes.
Yeah, just sort of different things. So whether it's writing, journalism, building breweries, not just running breweries. People are just...
Well, the journalism one was good because we had Mick, who wrote his book, Beer Drinker's Toolkit. And then we've also got Matt Kierkegaard from Brews News. That was another two-parter.
That definitely had to be. That was probably the longest chat we've had.
We could have made that a three-parter, I reckon.
It could have been just 4 hours, sort of non-stop, really, if we hadn't have had to wrap it up and get home
Yeah. Every single chat, I've learned something new, and it's been great and amazing. I'm trying to think back about, like, what's been the best beer experience at any of them. And I normally find, even as now, I drink and beer faster than everyone that I'm interviewing. Like, I'm normally getting to the end and I'm like, man, I hope we wrap this up soon. How many more questions do I need to ask?
Usually we'll get the beers replenished. So sometimes you'll notice in episodes, I think the Hendo one was one of the first ones because it went for so long, they ran out of beers. So we had to get them topped up. So there was like a bit of chopping and changing. So the beers will change colour and the fill levels will change as we sort of cut between
continuity
some of the things. Which, I mean, really, you're probably not going to notice, especially if you're listening to it as a podcast with no vision, you're never going to know. So.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's cool. It's been a great year, hey?
It has been good. Good first year to get off the ranks. So.
Yeah, we haven't locked anyone in specifically yet on their end. We've got a plan of what we want to do, but we do also want to get up to Gladstone, Rockhampton and Yeppoon. So that's going to be a weekend trip for Joel and I. So we're going to go to Ward's Brewing, Crimson Finch and Yep Brewing. And there is another one that I'm forgetting the name of. It hasn't opened yet, but I think they'll be open when we get up there in Rockhampton. So that'll be a good weekend trip that we'll just go around. We'll drink beers, have some good food. Yeah, cool voyage up there. And then we want to go down to, we want to talk to Matic. And while we're there, we want to talk to Scotty from Craft Punks, who's coming on as a new sponsor. Yep. And then we also go further down. So I won't say too many other names yet, because I haven't locked them in. But
definitely get down, see Charlie, who's now at Woolgoolga Brewing. Yep. Whoopie Brewing.
Whoopie. Whoopie Brewing. I've been missing his beers, and it was great to see him at Gabs. That was a great episode too.
Actually, speaking of Gabs, I didn't want to bring up Gabs because that was probably one of my other highlights, just seeing you on the...
I hate that video because I hate the look of... I really don't like myself on camera, and my voice.
No one does. I'll be watching this back and going, oh, geez, do I sound like that?
Yeah, you do, and you do. Yeah. But, that was fun. But, yeah, that height, I hated height. I hate heights. I cleaned gutters out of my house yesterday and I had to get up on a ladder and I got on the roof. And then I worked out, how the hell am I getting down safely?
Probably via the ladder, I guess. Or...
Yeah, but the ladder doesn't, it's not one of those lean-up ladders. It's just an A-frame ladder and I just did the thing that you're not meant to do.
I mean, I don't think any ladders is fun to remount after you're getting off the roof onto it. Even the lean-up one, I think they're probably even worse because you sort of back around onto it and make sure someone's holding it so it doesn't fall back, you know.
So anyway, that Gabs episode was scary.
And when you jumped on that massive Ferris wheel, it was, 20 metres tall? Or...
I don't care how tall it was. It was too high for me.
It was off the ground, so it was...
And wobbling. And Alex, my boss, if you're watching, you're an arsehole for telling me that you had to book because I didn't want to let you down, and so I made sure I went and...
Spoilers. You didn't have to book. You could just turn up.
You could have just turned up.
Plenty of seats. Turn up whenever. It wasn't that busy. So.
Oh dear. Far out. Yeah. Look out for more hijinks this year, but no more hijinks. I'm not climbing anything or flying out anything or jumping out anything.
Hopefully they bring in some flying foxes or something. Or I don't know what they can do indoors. It's probably.
I don't know. Joel said he's scared of being left out in the middle of the ocean. So we'll see if I can find a surfer.
Yeah, I'm just worried about
willing
sharks.
To paddle him out.
He was trying to find my fear so we could utilize that in an episode. I was like, look, my main fear is if I was in a plane and we crashed in the middle of the ocean or a boat and it sunk and I'm just in the middle of nowhere and there's sharks. But I don't know how we could work that into an episode. It would be hard to film, very expensive, and I might die. So probably not worth it, I don't think.
I reckon it'd be good. Yeah. So, What do you reckon, what are we doing for this year? Like, what are we doing? Because we've got some episode changes that we want to do.
Yes, we do want to tweak things
on our
slightly.
Side, we've got a couple more sponsors as well, which we sort of mentioned, but we should probably do it a bit more formally.
More of an official mention of who's going on and who's coming back.
So who's coming back? We've got Convoy coming back again, because, well, why would they not? They love us.
We love them as well.
Yeah, we love them. They're awesome. Marianne, much love. We've only really met Marianne. I and Karis, but Marianne's our go-to contact. And Brendan at Bintani.
Swing your cap around for this bit.
Yeah, I never wear my hat forwards.
No, it does look weird when you have it forwards.
It just looks weird. It doesn't look like me.
For the purpose of this chat,
get the
branding in here's there.
Look, I'm going to shout it out there now. To anyone who is designing hats, put your brand right smack bang there so that I can rep it as well. I don't mind it there. People see me in lines, and like, I'm always at the front of the bar, so
you are getting
a lot of coverage regardless.
Do you get pretty good coverage.
But yeah. Do recommend something on the back of the hat as well.
Yeah, or the front.
Which is the front for me.
For you, people like you, yes.
Yeah.
So, Bintani back. Thank you, Bintani.
Bintani back, yes. Amazing legends that they are.
And we do have a new sponsor.
Do have a new sponsor as well, Craft Punks. They do mobile canning up here. They're legends. We've worked with them when I was at Helios, and then I worked with them in that Parched. And at Ballistic, I'm probably an unofficial staff member.
Pretty much. Get around. You always seem to turn up where they are.
Yeah.
So. And they're always great to have a chat to.
Yeah.
Scott and Dean and the crew.
Yeah. Scott and Dean and all the other guys. And
and gals.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But they're just a really cool group of people as well. And we're going to do an episode with them. And you're going to see how their canning line works. And
that will be cool. It is pretty
really
cool.
Really cool. I mean, every time I see it, it's always interesting.
That's it. I mean, a canning line in general is quite interesting. Seeing the cans pop out, the beer go in, sealing up the lids, putting on the labels, etc. But to have it set up in a mobile capacity where you can just pack it all up, fold it up, chuck it in the back of a, not a massive truck, drive it around and get it in and out of breweries, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And to be able to do it in a reasonable amount of time and to a high quality level that they do, hats off to
them. Good.
It's pretty cool.
And also Hiker Brewing. So where we are now, drinking their beer, filming this, purely for that reason, because they give us beer, they give us cool chats. Like, I'm up here at least 3 or 4 times a week, talking to the boys, having a good time, sometimes helping out, doing stuff like that, because the guys are great to talk to. It's a small business, I want to help them.
It's close by to where we are.
Really helping them, to be honest, because I drink a lot of the time for free.
Balances out. The work you put in sort of pays for the beer that you consume.
I hope so. and their beers are freaking excellent. I reckon in Brisbane alone, they are making some of the best beers in the city at the moment, which is fantastic. Speaking of, Cloudscapes is their really nice big hazy beer. You should vote for that on your Gabs card if you've tasted it. Yeah, I'm not going to say where you should vote for it. Phil and Dan were here, they'd go vote one Cloudscapes. But if Jake from Helios was here, he would say Dionysus vote one.
They're both good hazies. Yeah. So different styles of hazy, but
there's so many different beers. I haven't even picked. By the time this is out, I will have picked my Gabs Hottest 100. But I haven't picked yet. I'm going to really sit down and look at it because there's a lot of good beers.
It's pretty hard to try and narrow down five and put them in an order. So,
well, when we started this podcast too, we were sitting down and we were talking about beers and who we wanted to talk to and things like that. And we were looking through our last awards and we were sort of talking about beers, and we realised we hadn't been recording them. We were just drinking beers. And so this year you and I have made a point to drink a lot of different beers from a lot of places. And now it's made it so much harder.
True.
Because we've tasted a lot of different beers this year. And
I've still forgotten to log most of them on Untappd, so.
Yeah, I've been logging away. Yeah,
I've been trying to. I've done about half of them probably, but.
Yeah, you can.
I've forgotten a lot as well.
On, what is it? On Untappd, I'm Adzy Brews. On all my socials, I'm pretty much Adzy Brews, ADSY. I've been logging away on Untappd, especially like far over ones, like ones from beers from South Korea that we had, that my mate brought back for me. That was excellent.
Beers that I brought back to you?
Yeah, some Hawaiian beers that you brought back from your jaunt over there, which was, pretty exciting. It's been.
That's been cool.
It's been a cool year of chatting to people and beers and...
Yeah, it has been good.
Even Phil and Dan, when we did our chat here, we were drinking out of pints that day, and I remember we finished them pretty quick. Oh, so what we haven't talked about, our new episode format of what we're going to do for this season coming. So you might be watching this and thinking, oh yeah, we're just going to see another two-part episodes. We're never going to do that again. What we're going to do is we're going to film and record as much as we can on the day, and we're going to sit down, basically have about a 10-15 minute chat with the person, talk about beers, their venue, or whatever it is, the subject matter at hand. And then Joel's going to get a whole bunch of B-roll, and we're also going to flip the script a little bit and talk about some beers, maybe do a beer tasting and get a bit more knowledge out of them on that sort of regard. And that's going to be the episode, 25 to 30 minute episode with a lot more videography and that stuff going, a lot more B-roll. Thankfully, I get to sit down and just keep drinking beer. Joel needs that B-roll, man. And while that's all happening, all the audio that gets recorded, Joel's going to just dump that out. And I'm going to quickly go through and edit out anything that needs to not be there. But essentially, the audio podcast is going to be the full interview.
Sort of uncut. It needs to be cut out stuff that's just not interesting or the gaps between
exactly. Chat so, or whatever. I'm going to post that up as the audio. So the audio could be 35, 45, an hour long. So if you want to hear more of the chat from the people as well, you can do that. If you just want to see, you know, cut down, edited version, you can just watch
and something that's a bit more visual, hopefully sort of more brewery tour type things, a bit more walk around, have a look. So we've noticed those videos are quite popular, the little tours around breweries, so try and get a bit more of that.
A bit more of the stuff. And if there's stuff that you particularly want us to see or focus on or ask or do that as well. Yeah. Give us a challenge. Say, oh, try and do this in every episode, or, you know, this is what I want to see. Do that. I think that'd be... cool for a sub up for the challenge.
Chuck a comment below on YouTube. I suppose this is on right now where you're watching it, hopefully.
Give us something that we can do as an Easter egg and see who picks it up. I think it'll be cool. Also, we were planning and we stopped doing it, but we were planning in January we were going to try and do an ABV beer festival with a good friend of ours at a local bar just around the corner from here. We've decided not to, just on the state of the economy and that sort of stuff. Just everyone's just finding it hard, and we didn't want to be stuck with a whole bunch of beer and no one sort of come just because it's just tough, right? So what we want to do is we just want to wait, and we want to do it properly, and when we do it, it's going to be pretty epic. I think I can pull together a few cool
little
brewery strings.
ABV type beer festival should be pretty decent.
And the way I want to do it, like, I don't want to do it like a Gabs or a Crafted. It's not going to be that big.
No Ferris wheels.
No Ferris wheels. But also, it's going to be the sort of thing that's open to the public. So the only way you can get in is just to come. You don't have to buy a ticket if you don't want to, but if you do want to buy a ticket, you can buy a ticket and it will be cheaper because it will give you discounts across the bar and things like that. You also go into the running to win lucky door prizes and stuff. But if you just want to turn up on the day, if you don't give a shit about that, because you might be with a group of mates who they only like one or two types of beers and you're the only one, you can drag them along. They don't have to pay for a ticket for a beer festival they don't like. They can just roll up and have a good time as well. We're just sort of going to go down that route. So let us know when a good time of year that you think that might be as well, and whether or not you'd come along, I guess.
Do it in winter, make it a dark beer fest, just do that.
As long as it doesn't interfere with John's Winterfest.
I'm sure there's room for multiple dark beer fests throughout winter for the whole week of winter that we get in Queensland. Speaking of which, it's definitely not winter now. It is getting quite
warm. 34 degrees in a steel shed.
Hopefully this white shirt doesn't become see-through.
Yeah, I'm starting
to... We still need to film the live, which you've already hopefully seen, which went up 2 weeks before this episode that you're watching now. Yeah. But we still need to do that, so...
Yeah, we've got all our beers that we're ready to go. It's going to be good.
Should be. And hopefully it was.
Yeah. And I hope you guys... I've had a really good 2023. I know it's been tough for a lot of people. And hopefully 2024 is better. We'll see you there.
Hopefully, yeah.
I've run out of beer, as is my wont, in front of everyone all the time. It's like a race.
He never has any beer to cheers with left, but I'll say cheers. Cheers to 2023. Thanks all for watching. And we'll catch you again next year. Cheers, Anthony.
Cheers, mate.
Take an air sip.
There's a smidge.
Sweet.
We're out.
That all worked.